like a copy of God's Word for yourself to read. Extract from the Bible. It's the only place where a body can find God's Word today. God has spoken clearly and distinctly and told us, revealed to us His likeness, our likeness. It's, in case you don't know, the Bible is a revelation of God Himself, what He is like, and of course, ourselves too, what we're like. Not quite maybe the way that we see ourselves, but you know, the reality, rather. You know, sometimes you hear people say that a body needs a reality check. Well, the Bible's that exactly. And of course, comes as a bit of a shock sometimes to some people to realize just how, well, not so good they really are. Certainly not the reflection that we see in the mirror, but rather what God sees in our hearts. And of course, that's not quite so pleasing to us. But anyway, that's the Bible. Knowledge of God, and of course, knowledge of ourselves. Because, well, what is necessary in order to, you know, come to a right knowledge of God. Because until you know yourself, you know, what you truly, really like. Well, it's kind of like, you know, when you need a doctor, you know, you're not feeling well, or maybe your body's falling apart, you know, and it, you know, you're sick, you know, so you go to the doctor. But of course, if you don't know you're sick, of course you can be, maybe some silent disease eating away at you and you're totally unaware of it, until maybe, you know, the doctor prescribes it, or somebody points it out to you. But, you know, unless you know you're sick, you're not going to go to the doctor. And, of course, unless you know, what kind of person you really are, what your heart's like, you know, the sin problem, well, you're never going to want or need a saviour. But, of course, where are you too? Hi, Tony, how you doing?
Well, all right, good mate, to see how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, good.
Keep it up, mate.
Yeah, man,
keep
amen. Amen.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good,
Family,
I'm good.
All right?
Yeah, great. Lovely to see you, brother.
Keep praising Him.
Yeah, amen, amen. God bless you. So, like I say, friends, you know, well, you know, I said to you before, and I say again, you know, for you to get, you know, just a glimpse of the reality of your sin, you would swim shark-infested waters to get to Jesus Christ. But you don't know. See, you don't know. The Bible says it's by the law, that's the commandments of God, is the knowledge of sin. That's the place where you got to look, you know. Not for salvation, but for a knowledge of your sin. You read the commandments, you read the law of God. But then, of course, maybe you come away and you say, well, okay, I'll keep the rules. Well, that doesn't work, you see, because, well, that's not what God's love is given to you for. You trust in that, and it'll burn your house down. It'll curse you all the way to hell and back. No, the law is given to you. The commandments of God were given to us to reveal to us the knowledge of our sin, and to point us and to send us to Jesus Christ for forgiveness, and of course, well, for the power, you know, to be redeemed, restored to God. And of course, out of gratitude, thankfulness, well, to live according to God's precepts, God's commandments. So the Word of God, like I say, is offered to you once again. Yours for the taking, freely offered to you. No cost, no obligation to you. You do with it as you will, but freely receive, freely offered to you. just as the gospel, just as the good news about Jesus Christ is today to you. God's Word in the Bible today for you, if you've got a Bible with you, I'd like to open it at 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17. Wherefore, says God, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. You see, friends, the problem is we live in a sin-cursed world. The world lies in wickedness, says God. Pervasive wickedness the world over throughout the entire human race. There's not a man, not a woman, not a person born of a woman, born into this world that does not sin, God says. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. A world that lies in wickedness. But of course, do you need the Bible to tell you that? Can't you see it with your eyes? Can't you hear it with your ears? Can't you see the things that are going on, being done and being advocated? Even your own society here today, and dear old England, have you noticed England's glory's gone? Like a puff of smoke. And now we're lying in wickedness just like the rest, the entirety of the world. And God calls us out of that wickedness, out of that darkness, to come to Himself in order that God may be our God, a Father to us, make a covenant with us of grace, that is. And of course, to be received by God, to renounce the wickedness, turn from it. But then, of course, it's a surprising thing to me, maybe not to you, that the gospel is still presented, is still offered, the world over. Where there are Bibles and Bible preachers, street preachers, pastors of churches, presenting and preaching and offering the gospel to men and women the world over. That's an amazing thing, is it not? That God hasn't brought the whole thing to an end. Washed his hands of it like he did back in the day. Back in Noah's day, Noah was a just man. And he and his family, of course, they were the only ones who were preserved. And God washed his hands, of the rest, destroyed the ancient world. And I say, it's a guy. How you doing, brother? Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's an amazing thing to me, that God doesn't do the same thing again. Why don't he destroy it? There was a guy talking to a guy in Canada yesterday, and he says, where is he? Why doesn't he come back, and sort out all this evil and wickedness? It's a good question. Of course, it was asked in unbelief, so it doesn't really count. But he is coming back again, and he is going to judge the world in righteousness. The question is, you look at the mess the world's in, the mess other people's in, but what about you? What about you personally? Because here's the thing, we've all of us, you and me included, we've all of us contributed to the mess. Because you see, it's out of the hearts of men and women such as you and I, it's out of our hearts that the wickedness comes. So you see, your own heart's got to be dealt with first. If you're in unbelief, you don't want Jesus to be coming and sorting the mess out, because that means he'll be sorting you out too. You've got to get right first before you start wishing for that. But the amazing thing to me is, is the forbearance of God, that God forbears with this wicked world. And allows the gospel to continually be proclaimed amongst you and offered to you. So, but the question is, what are you going to do with it? You know? Are you going to believe? Are you going to get right with God? Are you going to come out? Come out from amongst them, says God, and be separate. Separate yourself from the wickedness. Separate yourself from the uncleanness. You know? Get right with God. Get justified through His Son, Jesus Christ, by faith in His name. Believe, and thou shalt be saved. And walk with God instead of walking with the world and with its wickedness. But here's the question, will you obey God? Will you obey Him? That's the question. Salvation is promised to those who hear the call. Oh, I know, you all hear the call. You know, you hear the voice of a preacher here this afternoon. That's not what I mean. I mean, do you hear the inward call? Do you hear the call of God upon your soul? Do you hear the voice of God calling you apart? Calling you to salvation? Calling you to faith in His Son, Jesus Christ? Calling you out of this world? Are you stone deaf to the voice of God? That's the question. Are you hearing? Are you hearing? You see, sin affects us in every which way. It affects our behavior, our outward behavior. It affects our hearts, our desires. It affects our hearing. Are you stone deaf to the voice of God's Spirit calling you apart from this world? Wherefore, come out from amongst them and be ye separate. Out from amongst this wicked world, and to trust in God's Son, Jesus Christ. To hear the call of God and obey the call of God. Repent ye and believe the gospel. You see, friends, you live in the society of this world. It's a wicked world, says God. It lies in wickedness. It lies under the sway of the wicked one, the devil, Satan himself. He's the god of this age. The enemy of God, the archenemy of God, and the enemy of your soul. He's the one who blinds the minds of men and women to the reality of God, the reality of their sin. And the reality, of course, of the salvation that would be yours were you to obey the call of God and come out and trust in His Son, Jesus Christ. And be received by God. The whole world, you see, the human race lies in a state of wickedness, a natural state of wickedness. Because, you see, we're all born in sin. Conceived in sin, you come from your mother's womb, shapen in iniquity, says God. With a desire, you know, for everything that's contrary to God. You name something that is contrary to the revealed will of God, and you'll find something that you're attracted to. Because we are every which way, every one of us natural born. Until God works grace in us by His powerful, mighty Spirit. We are contrary every which way to God, opposed to God, at enmity against God in our hearts and minds. No desire for God, no desire for holiness, no desire for grace, no desire for forgiveness, no desire for anything at all concerning God, even God Himself. That's a natural state of each and every one of us. Until that is God. God does something, you know. God calls us by His grace, draws us by His irresistible power out of this world. We're wed to it. It's a city of destruction. It's going to go up in smoke, God says. It's going to be destroyed in fervent heat. You're living in a city of destruction. And I'm not talking about the city of Hanley. I'm talking about the entire world. Come out of it, says God. Wherefore, come out from amongst them and be ye separate. It's a city of destruction, and you'll be destroyed with it. If in that day and that time when God comes, you'll go, you'll go up in fervent heat with it. Friends, today God calls. God calls, will you hear? Are you listening? Are you hearing the voice of God? Will you obey that call? Will you come out? Will you separate yourself from the wickedness? Will you turn before you burn? Will you repent and believe the gospel? That's the question God calls. Will you obey? You see, in your nature, in the natural born state, you see, you belong to the world. You're a child of this world, not a child of God. Man, a woman's not a child of God by dint of God's creation. Some people think that way. Well, God made us all, so we're all children of God. No, children of Adam, yes. Your first parents and mine, begotten in the likeness of our first parent, his sinful likeness, that is. All of us children of this world, until God takes us out of it, until God changes us, makes us children of God. How does a person become a child of God? Oh, by being reconciled to God by the gospel. He came to his own, but his own received him not, but to as many as received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Otherwise, we're children of wrath, children of the devil. Bible tells us God made man upright in the beginning. That God made man in his own image. You know, with a perfect knowledge of God and a true righteousness. That's gone now. That's gone. That's been erased. Now you get a human race in the image of Satan. Totally gone. But God's salvation, you see, in the gospel, a man or woman is restored to the image of God. God puts the software back in again, if you like, you know? Downloads it in our system. Gives us a true knowledge of himself and a perfect righteousness in his Son, Jesus Christ. The righteousness of God, that is revealed in the gospel, his own Son, Jesus Christ, who is the righteousness of God. But you see, until that happens, we're in grave danger in this city of destruction, in this world that lies in wickedness, constantly in danger of dying in your sin, of going out of this world lost, and dying in the same way in which you were born, conceived in sin. If you die the same way that you were born, if there's not a day, a time that you can point to, a year, perhaps a week or month, that you can point to and you can say, that's when the change took place. That's when I was born again. That's when Jesus came to me. That's when God came with his grace. That's when I heard the call and obeyed the call. That's when I became a child of God. That's when I forsook the world. That's when I renounced the devil. That's when I turned from my sin. That's when I repented and believed the gospel. That's when I was saved. Friends, lest there's a day like that in your life, I tell you, go this world in the way that you were born. Without that change taking place, you're in serious trouble. You're faced with eternal, not just temporal, but eternal, everlasting destruction. Exposed to eternal death every single day, every step you take in God's world. You're exposed to that danger. But salvation, safety, you see. Safety is what the gospel offers you. Safety, salvation, you see, is what the Bible is about. How a man can get right with God. How a man can be saved. Be reconciled to God. Come out from amongst them, says God. Separate yourself from this wicked world and its ways. this pattern of living that is. Renounce it and turn to God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And I will receive you, says God. I will receive you. I will be a father to you, a God to you. Make a covenant with you of grace, kindness, compassion. Mercy is what God offers to you in the gospel of His Son, Jesus Christ. But will you receive it? It's only in Christ, you see. It's only in Jesus that a man can be accepted by God. And God's beloved, His beloved Son, that is, received, accepted, not because of anything you do, not because anything that I've done, but because of what Jesus Christ Himself has done. He's done the business. He's done the work. He's done the dying. He's done the suffering. He's done the bleeding. He shed His blood. He's made the reconciliation. The work of Jesus, His person, His work. It's Him that rose again from the dead in order that men and women might have eternal life. He's done the business. No work for you to do. This is the work of God. This is the work of God, that you believe on the one whom He has sent, even Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Only in Him, only in Him can you be received. Only in Him can you be accepted. Only in Him can you have the favor of God. You have nothing, nothing. You get nothing out of the hand of God. None of the blessings of God. The joy, the love, the peace, the hope, none of these things, the promises of God, are yea and amen to those who are in Christ Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. But none of that to unbelief, none of that to you outside of Jesus Christ, nothing but the wickedness of this world that God calls you out of. You want the blessings of God? You only get them in Christ. You get nothing out of the hand of God except in Jesus Christ. In Christ. Trusting in Christ. Believing in Christ. That's the only way you get anything, anything at all, out of the hand of God. You can't come, you can't go to God in any other name under heaven than Jesus Christ. Not the popes of Rome, not Muhammad, not Confucius, not Buddha, not the Watchtower Society, but Christ and Christ alone, apart from any works of yours or mine. Only in Jesus Christ can you be accepted. Only in Jesus Christ can you find favor, forgiveness, pardon, God's covenant of grace. Wherefore, come out from amongst them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And I will receive you and be a father to you, a God to you, and make a wonderful, astonishing, amazing covenant of grace with you. Friends, a society of uncleanness, can't you see it? Can't you see it day by day? I mean, the uncleanness, the pervasive uncleanness that you see. Don't you see it in your newspapers? Don't you see it in your internet screens? Don't you see it in your television programs? The filthy uncleanness, the shameful, disgusting things that are presented to you day after day after day, and that the most of you love, desire, and feed upon. That uncleanness, that filthiness, a world sick with uncleanness. That world, that society of uncleanness is what God calls men and women out of. Wherefore, come out from among them, amongst the unclean, amongst the dirt, amongst the filthiness of a fallen world, sick to the core of its being, in a state of apostasy from God. Not just the nation, not just the nation of Great Britain, but even its church. Even its church in a state of apostasy. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and I will receive you. In Jesus Christ, that is, in the way of repentance and in the way of faith towards the Son of God. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Turn from such. Turn from this wicked, unclean society. Turn from all that's contrary to God, contrary to His holy law, contrary to the mind of God. Turn from it. Flee from it. Run from it before you're swallowed up by it and lost forever. And turn to Jesus Christ, the only one who can save you from it. The only one who can redeem you. The only one with the power to rescue you, to pull you from the flames, to draw you with His irresistible grace. Because without it, friends, without it, you're lost to a man, to a woman, lost in this world, without hope in this world and the world to come, utterly and absolutely impotent against the ravages and the power of the sin, of the uncleanness, the pervasive wickedness of your world and society today. Powerless. Only by the mighty power of the risen Jesus can you be saved, rescued. Some of you, God in Christ will have to drag you screaming from it. You're so in love with it, so attracted to it. Lest Jesus saves you, you cannot be saved. He alone can save you, faith in His name. But of course, the separation that God speaks about, it's a spiritual separation. It's coming to an understanding, by the grace of God, coming to an understanding of your true state, you know, of your condition, what it is that you are really and truly like, and what your greatest and deepest need is. And again, only God by His grace can bring you to an understanding of that. And we pray for you. We pray that God would do that for you. Remove the blindness, the scales from your eyes, you know, and stop your ears so that you might hear the call of God, that you might hear the word of God, that you might be instructed as to what kind of a person the rock from which you're hewn, a world that lies in wickedness and sin. Friends, it's a spiritual separation. It's not a geographical one. It's a realization, you know, that you need to be born again. That unless you're born again, you'll never see the kingdom of God. You'll never enter the kingdom of God. What does it mean to be born again, you say? How can I be born again? Do I have to return to my mother's womb and be born again naturally? No. No. It's something God does. Something God does. Something only God does. It's the supernatural, miraculous power of God in the gospel, circumcising a man or woman's heart. It's the work of God's Holy Spirit. Changing the heart, changing the nature of a man, of a woman. Friends, you do well to inquire what it means. And you do well to inquire of yourself, to ask yourself the question, well, have I been born again? What does the man mean? What does the preacher mean? You must be born again. What does Jesus mean? You must be born again. You do well to inquire into these things and ask yourself the question, well, have I been born again? If if I must be born again, I must find out what it means. And I must find out how this is going to happen to me. Well, if it's something only God does, you can't do it. Well, maybe perhaps you ought to set yourself to a seeking of the Lord. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon his name. Cry out to him, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Get on your knees before God. Because you're living in a city of destruction, in a world that lies in wickedness, says God. Wherefore come out from amongst them and ye separate. It's God that must do the separating, you see. It's he that must change your heart. It's a spiritual separation, something that God does. It's a removal of the blindness. It's a taking away of the scales, you know, from the eyes of a man or woman. And he begins to see the world. He begins to see humanity for what it is, you know, for the first time in his life. He begins to see the wickedness. He begins to see the evil. He begins to feel the uncleanness. He begins to feel dirty himself and unacceptable to God. The blindness, you see, that's what Jesus came for. I came, he says, to give sight to the blind. Only Jesus can take away your blindness, your spiritual blindness. Only Jesus can open your eyes to see that you're in a world that lies in iniquity and you're part of it. Wickedness. Only Jesus can open your eyes to see that you've sinned, that you've come short of the glory of God, that you're unrighteous, you're ungodly, you're fit for the flames, you're fit for perishing, unless God opens your eyes to see the truth as it is in Jesus. And to see your need of repentance. To turn, to renounce the world, the devil, sin, the flesh. And that you might see, that you might behold the loveliness of Jesus. Oh, that he would open your eyes today and see the loveliness of Christ. Oh, he's beautiful. He's the Rose of Sharon. He's the Lily of the Valley. He's fairer than 10,000. He's altogether beautiful. But to a world that lies in wickedness, they see no comeliness in him. He's to be rejected. He's ugly. He's ugly to unbelief. He's ugly to wickedness. He's unacceptable to a world that lies in wickedness. But to the believing, to the man or woman with their eyes opened by Jesus, oh, they see that he's altogether lovely. He's the loveliest man that ever walked the face of this earth. And what did the world do but nail him to a cross, crucified him? And whether to come in like fashion again today, you do the same thing, you'd nail him to a cross again. And don't you know, every time you hear the gospel, and every time you reject it, neglect it, that's what you do. You crucify the Son of God afresh, all over again. But Jesus, open your eyes. Jesus, open your eyes today to see his beauty, to see his loveliness, to see how that he would save you, how he would make you righteous, how he would wash you and make you clean and make you beautiful too. Remove the ugliness of sin. Because sin makes people ugly. Have you noticed the ugliness? Even of your women folk today, don't they look hard and ugly? Huh? They look for beauty in the world. They plaster their faces, you know, with plaster. Yes, I will.
Don't be so misogynistic.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will, because that's the truth, madam. And it's only the truth that will set you free, madam. Repent and believe the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel, madam. You see, the truth hurts, friends. Yeah? Don't talk about women like that. I talk about men and women like that. Eh? You think you got the Gucci, the Armani on? You got the plaster on your face and you think you're an item? You're beautiful, but you're not. You're covered in the ugliness of sin. Only Jesus make you beautiful. He gives you that inward beauty, you know, of a soul reconciled to God, of a man, a woman redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb. Sin makes men and women ugly, so awfully ugly. Have you not noticed that, friends? I have. But then, of course, it's being convinced, you know, this separation. It's being convinced, you know, that Jesus, you know, that He's the one. He's the only one suitable for your needs. That nobody else can do the business, you know. That without Jesus, you're lost. Without Jesus, you're undone. Without Jesus, you know, you're left in this world of wickedness. And you're going to go up in smoke. You're going to go up in fervent heat along with it. Unless you get out of it. Unless you come to Jesus. Trust in Jesus. Unless Jesus has you. But He says in His Word, He promises that He will no wise cast out anyone who comes to Him sincerely. That is in the way of repentance and faith towards God. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, He says. Plenty of encouragement. Wherefore, come out from amongst them and be ye separate. And I will receive you. I will receive you. Make a covenant of grace with you. Be a father to you. Be a God to you. It's all there. Provision has been made in the gospel, in the good news concerning God's Son, Jesus Christ. It's what the Bible's about. God's redemption, God's salvation through God's Son, Jesus Christ, suitable for the needs of any man, any woman. However dark your sins might be, however dangerous, however dirty, however long you've been at it, however ugly you are, Jesus can make you beautiful. Jesus can make you beautiful. He can make you all over again. A new creature in Jesus Christ. Born again of God's Spirit. Born to eternal life. Never to die. Never to die. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. You want to live? I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Is that how you would describe yourself today? As somebody with abundant life in your soul? Or is it just the mean day-by-day grind of existence? Life, a living Savior, alive from the dead, ever-living Jesus, who came to save, to rescue men and women lying in wickedness, along with a humanity that lies in wickedness. Come out from among them. Come out from among them, He says, and be ye separate, and I will receive you. The promise of God. Hear the promise. Hear the call. Obey the call. Come to God through Jesus Christ, and He will receive you and be a father to you and a God to you and make a unbreakable, inviolable covenant of grace with you. An irreversible justification, justified, right with God for time and for eternity. That and much, much more is what is promised, offered to you in the gospel of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Your part is simply to surrender. Your part is simply to submit to King Jesus at the foot of the cross. Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 1, begins, "In the beginning of the Gospel, the Son of God," and finishes, Mark chapter...
Come on, mate. Let's have a conversation. So
one second. Chapter 15, "Truly, this is the Son of God, who came into the world to rescue ruined sinners such as you and I." Trust in Jesus. That's the wise thing to do. Wise men still follow Jesus. You'd like to have a copy of God's Word. Check these things out for yourself. See that they are so in accordance with the Word of God, offered to you freely, without cost or without obligation to you. Yours for the taking. Mark's Gospel, Luke's Gospel, read and see. And obey the call of Jesus. Repent ye and believe the Gospel. Why? Because the kingdom of God is at hand. That's why. And the only way you can enter God's kingdom is in the way of repentance and faith towards the Son of God. Repent ye and believe the Gospel. You'd like a copy of God's Word? Come and ask for one. May God bless you and have mercy upon your precious, precious souls.